This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right, the Brett Mega Show is dominating the first opening weekend of March Madness.
Yeah.
At one point, I had texted the show that like the top four spots were all Brett Mega Show members, but somebody had slid into the three spot, and that's Chris Ronji.
Oh, yeah. I'm the one that convinced him to do it, too.
Way to go. Because coming in at fourth place, out of 30 members in the office, Alex runs this office pool, there's 30 people participating. Alex is in fourth place.
Yeah.
Chris Ronji's in third. He, like, works over at KMOX.
No, whatever. He's in fourth now.
Yeah, right.
He's in fourth after last night, I'm seeing.
Why is mine different? I got it up right here.
So what do you see him? He's got Houston winning?
Yeah.
No, I've got Houston winning too, so maybe I can just eke him out.
I'm second. What are we talking about?
And then AB is second.
Yeah. I'm second.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming in first place, Kevin.
Hey,
wow.
Good old Kevin Berger.
It is a tight race between the three people here, right here. Kevin, AB, and Alex, all right there.
What happened to you, Brett?
I'm in eighth place. That's not bad, right?
All
right.
Horrible.
Yeah, but it's still anybody's game. I mean, that's the madness of March.
Yeah. So it has been very competitive. A couple of points. Auburn was having a tough game at some points. I thought, oh, AB might go out. But AB be balling, staying alive. Houston,
hey!
Staying alive.
Yeah.
Alex has two brackets in the top 10. Which one is the one you have in the top four, though, that you have won in? Is it Florida?
I don't know. It kind of goes back and forth. Right now, it's Florida.
Okay.
The Duke one was in first for quite some time.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
It was. So mine are tough because it's going back and forth between the two.
Wow. It's been competitive.
I haven't watched one game.
Right. I got to be honest with you. The game that really, really threw me off and knocked me down was the Colorado State Maryland game where Maryland won
that. So did you have
it AB took first because she had Maryland and I didn't have Colorado State, but I didn't have Maryland.
Wow.
So Maryland winning knocked
the
me
competitiveness
down.
Yeah. Between the three people. I also submitted Hannah and AB in a bracket, and Hannah and AB are in a $50 pool. I submitted it, and like winner takes like $600-$700. You guys are in dead last. So clearly Hannah is hurting the team. I wish AD would have submitted
anybody
that bracket.
Anybody have an update on Marquette? Because I was really pushing for them to go far.
Yeah,
right. I don't know
why,
but
they're out.
They're out.
Oh, awesome.
Out. You really brought AB down. I wish AB just would have submitted her bracket for that $600-$700
pool. Right. You never know. You never know. Maybe we do know because the team's out.
But yeah, March Madness is crazy, but it's been a fun office pool. Opening weekend, though, three of the top four spots dominated by the people in this room. That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Let's start your day off with a good news story that is crazy, that just shows you the power of love and the strength you get of love in crazy circumstances. At like 3:30 in the morning, a couple was sound asleep in their bedroom when a car crashed into their bedroom.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Yeah, just smashed right into the bedroom, freaked the couple out, and then the woman, his wife, was trapped underneath the car. The man lifted the car up and got his wife out of the car. He called it sheer luck or some kind of gift of God, but he took a curtain, put it underneath like the wheels, and was able to jack it up.
Oh, that's amazing!
Rip it up! It got the car off of his wife to save her.
Wow.
I'm like stunned.
It's a crazy story. And it shows you that like something crazy happens in those type of circumstances and times.
It's like, yeah.
He lifted a car up for his wife.
You have all that adrenaline rush to do it. And then, you know, you're
whatever
like,
that pre-workout is, I need it.
Well, also, like, you never know how you're going to, like, be under pressure. Like, some people, you know,
yeah.
run just panic, or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for him to be that creative, to think of that, and to have that incredible strength, wow.
That's why you don't skip leg day.
Yeah.
True.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
Office pool that has 30 people in our office that Alex is running is very competitive.
Yep.
We got like first, second, and third place all on the Brett Mega Show between AB, Kevin, and Alex. But as much as people are invested in that, I think we're more invested in hot men.
Yeah.
Men Madness is going on. So if you remember on Friday, it was Patrick Dempsey versus Milo Manahim. Am I saying his name correctly?
Manheim.
AB's guys no one's ever heard of before. Patrick Dempsey dominated him. 76% of the votes.
Oh! Wow.
So Patrick Dempsey will now take on Riley Green.
Oh, my man. That's a hard one.
It's Hannah's guy versus Hannah's guy in the lead eight there. Zac Efron defeated Jax from Sons of Anarchy, though.
Really?
67% of the votes.
Oh, wow.
And now AB's men are taking each other out. It's Adam Brody versus Zac Efron in the second round there.
That's a pretty fair matchup, I would say.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you're invested in both of those men.
Yeah.
All right. This is today's matchups. You vote on the guys that you think are more attractive, who you want to go on a date with, however you want to vote. Bradley Cooper versus Shawn Mendes.
I feel like that's actually one of the like harder competitions we have in this whole bracket. But I'm going to go, obviously, with my guy, Bradley Cooper, specifically Bradley Cooper in his era from The Hangover, like the longer hair, the aviators. Yeah,
more rugged for Hannah.
Very hot.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we know AB is going to vote for Shawn Mendes. Mm-hmm. The funniest part about this is all three of the guys are the ones who decide who actually wins. At least on our poll, and then we'll post it for you to vote on there. So I'll let Kevin, you go first. Bradley Cooper or Shawn Mendes?
Gosh, you know, I've always liked Bradley Cooper, you know, and I go back to Alias and I go back to the A-Team with my Bradley Cooper love. So that's who I'm taking. No offense to you, Shawn Mendes, but Bradley Cooper.
I like Shawn Mendes. He plays the guitar, of course. Yeah. That hits for me. But when you're up against Bradley Cooper, I don't think that you're beating him. So
no.
I'm a Bradley Cooper guy myself. Yep.
I like Bradley Cooper, and I said this when the brackets came out that I thought I was leaning towards Bradley Cooper because he's more versatile. Like, he has the Hangover look, then you can do the shaved head look in terms of looks. But I think personality matters, and I feel like Bradley Cooper was cool, and then he got too big, and now he's like the real popular kid at the high school. And I'm really Mendes. No, I want the nerdy like theater kid, Shawn Mendes. That's why I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with the nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the next matchup is Logan Lerman. I don't know who that is either.
Yes, you do.
What is he?
Perks of Being a Wildflower.
All right, Logan Lerman. Okay, Perks of Being a Wildflower, Logan Lerman versus who everyone knows.
Wildfire.
Oh, Wildflower. Wildflower. I forget. The movie's over a decade old, right?
Percy Jackson. He just has a new show on Hulu. He's got a bunch of stuff.
He's in Fury. There we go. He's a young kid in Fury with Brad Pitt.
Oh, I don't know what a single thing that anybody just said.
I had a feeling
about
it.
Brad said Wildflower.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
He was in the band The Wildflowers?
No, that.
I sent Hannah a TikTok of this guy, and she said he's hot.
He's a hottie. Versus Travis Kelce. Boys, you get to vote.
I got to tell you, man, I saw Fury over the weekend, and that I like that Lerman kid.
Were you eyeing him up?
I said, that's AB's guy. Oh, Alex. I know that guy. He's from Percy Jackson.
Alex doesn't want to vote for Logan because he's never seen him.
I'm a Swiftie, so I got to vote for Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
I think Travis Kelce's hilarious. I love it. I want Travis Kelce. I want him to win the whole thing, actually. I've voted for Travis Kelce all the way through. If Jason Kelce could be on the bracket with him, I would give him extra points.
No.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we'll put 2 minutes on the clock, and then I'll read off headlines, and Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. Like, this is interesting side hustle this guy's going viral for that some of us have never thought of, and we could just make thousands of dollars every month.
Okay, doing what?
Buying a vending machine.
Oh,
yeah, a guy in Ohio said he bought two vending machines a couple of years ago. He paid $600 for a Coke machine, paid $800 for one of them sells snacks. He just pays a company to restock it for him. They take a little percentage of it. And he said he makes about $300 every single week.
Jeez.
Yep. He said it's easy money. Just collects it.
I didn't think that vending machines were like used very much anymore. Like, I don't even remember the last time I used one.
Right?
You just usually it's because you steal from our company vending machine.
You just steal from it.
Crazy.
Correct.
Maybe that's why you...
Actually, I deny everything. I admit nothing.
I can't remember the last time I paid for a vending machine. I just steal it. Earth population might be way higher than we thought.
Nah, keep moving.
All right. The White House Easter egg roll is brought to you by...
Who? Honey Baked Ham?
They're going to have a sponsor. For the first time ever, the White House is actually sponsoring their Easter egg roll. Companies could have the naming rights to certain areas of the event, custom brand Easter basket packages, a range from 75...
People better be careful when they're sponsoring politics. That's a dangerous game.
Money will go towards a nonprofit, but yes, it is like the White... Like, the people think, this is going towards this side, but you could have your logo all over the Easter egg roll, which is like something they do every single year. You remember that hot mugshot girl that went viral?
Yes.
She got arrested again yesterday.
Probably on purpose to have another viral one.
She probably is. Like, this is my moneymaker. I'm just going to keep getting arrested. Before it was speeding twice in the same day. This one, it was for loitering and obstructing an officer.
Oh, wow.
So it sounds like she did purposely get arrested.
Wow.
She really is like, this is the key to my life.
This is how I make it.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Tiffany, are you ready to play Hannah?
Yes.
Hannah, how you feeling?
I'm feeling ready to play.
That didn't sound like she's really ready. If someone was really ready to play, they would have been ready, Tiffany, don't you think?
Yep.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm still kind of sleepy.
All right, leave. Go ahead. Go take a nap outside the studio if you want, because Tiffany's going to answer 5 pop culture questions, and she's going to get them all right. I'm going to ask Hannah and Tiffany the same questions when Hannah's outside taking a little nap. She can't hear the questions. You ready, Tiffany?
Yes.
All right, so Billboard just named the top female artists of the 21st century. Who do you think is the top female artist of the 21st century?
Beyonce.
Beyonce actually finished number 3. Snow White recently came out. Who plays Snow White?
I know who plays the old one, Kristen Stewart. Can't think of the new one.
I think we'll count that version. That's not what we were looking for. We'll count this version.
Seems a little disrespectful to my girl who's actually in it.
I know. You love her. I was going to say you love her, don't you? All right. Speaking of people that we love and things that we love, Kevin made us watch The Mandalorian. I think we're all kind of hooked in. It was very emotional. Very great. Who plays The Mandalorian?
I have no idea.
Damn it. Kevin,
I don't think I even know that.
What?
We talked all about it during this segment.
That's right.
It's a big name.
Yep.
Played also in Gladiator, which I'm sure you watched.
Exactly, Gladiator. Yeah, was in
locked
Gladiator
in on that.
Too. He's in The Last of Us.
Yep, Pedro Pascal.
Yeah. No.
He's like the new hot guy.
Oh, I never know his name. Yeah. I can never remember that.
Where is Gonzaga located?
I don't know this one either, I feel.
It's okay. Do you want to phone a friend?
Sure.
Who do you want to pick that knows where Gonzaga is?
Can I pick you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good call.
Thank God.
Because I once lived there in Spokane, Washington.
Yes.
That's where Gonzaga is located. So that's 2 correct for you. And then who is the host of Family Feud?
Steve Harvey.
All right, 3 out of 5. We got there. Okay, that's not a bad score. We'll see how Hannah does. We'll bring her back in and see if she can get at least a 3 out of 5. Okay, Tiffany?
All right.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room after taking a little cat nap out there last song while Tiffany was in here doing all the work, answering 5 pop culture questions. Tiffany, did you feel like the questions were hard today?
A little bit.
Okay, a little tricky today. Hannah, I'm going to ask you the same questions. You got to get at least. Tiffany, tell her how many you got.
3 out of 5.
Yeah.
I had a feeling you got 3 out of 5.
Well, she got 2, and then who got the other question right for you, Tiffany?
Did.
I did. You're damn right.
Nice. Thank you, Pat.
All right. Billboard named who the top female artist of the 21st century?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Snow White came out.
Uh-oh.
Who plays Snow White? AB glaring because she really likes her.
I just saw her on Broadway. Which is not going to help her, but...
No.
Sometimes Kevin and AB give big hits like that. Yeah. Like, oh, it was...
A big hint?
Well,
to who?
I'll help you out. She starred in West Side Story.
That's not going to help.
That is the type of hints that Kevin and AB get. Oh, thanks, Kevin. Now that you said West Side Story.
Idina Menzel?
No. Do you want to tell her, AB?
Rachel Zegler.
Huh?
She's going to say who?
I know she's going to say that.
Okay. Another person that you should be locked in on because we just watched it and it was big for Kevin. Who plays the Mandalorian?
The kid.
Yeah, that's
Who's
right.
Who's the kid?
Grogu plays the Mandalorian. No.
Pedro Pascal.
Never would have gotten that.
Oh.
We know you didn't. All right. Tiffany, we're in the game here. She needs to get these last two correct to tie you and get the win. If you miss any of these questions, Tiffany's going to walk away with the W. We mispronounced the University of Gonzaga. Where is Gonzaga located?
Spokane, Washington.
You're all right. Woo-hoo! She's in the game.
Brett's homeland.
Yeah.
All right. Who is the host of Family Feud?
Steve Harvey.
That's correct. Hannah pulled out the last two questions.
Oh my gosh, I was like drowning.
To get a tie, Tiffany, you have to say, this is Tiffany, I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Tiffany, I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if our brain's working here on the Brett Mega Show, giving the Mega Mind question of the day. 80% of kids can recognize this by the age 3.
I think they can recognize who their pet is. Oh. Like, really know them.
All right.
I'm probably stealing AB's answer. I think they can recognize the golden arches of McDonald's.
No, that was my answer.
Was it really your answer?
Sorry,
damn,
AB.
Kevin was ruthless.
Yeah.
I thought you would just let AB have that answer. Wow. Wow. It's intense this morning. Alex.
I'm going to go with their parents' voices.
Oh, instantly. Ooh. Just hear the voice, look around, know it.
I feel like you should know that before the age of 3.
AB, 80% of kids can recognize this by the age 3.
I don't know. Kevin stole mine.
Do you want a different answer? Like a different logo? Just start a different logo.
Burger King.
Oh!
Damn. It went that way.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. Between AB and Kevin, somebody got it right.
Let me guess.
What if it was Burger King?
No way.
That'd be wild.
That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Okay, by the age of 3, 80% of kids can recognize this, and it is a logo. It is between McDonald's and Burger King.
Not really
Which
hard.
Is rude. Yeah. That was crazy of AB to say that.
It's I'm like the Hamburglar. I stole your answer.
The answer is Burger King, guys.
No
one even believes me.
Oh,
it's McDonald's.
My gosh.
By the age of 3, 80% of kids already know the McDonald's logo. They're like, yeah, that's McDonald's.
As they should.
Kevin stole that answer from AB, who literally gets McDonald's like every day.
I probably knew that by the age of 1.
Yeah.
You knew it in your heart when you were born.
Mega Minds.
Have your kids ever had to call 911 on accident? Like, had to, but actually called 911, called the police, 314-531-9898. Or if you've ever had an emergency story where you had to call 911 for real. My kids called 911 on accident. I didn't even know that elevators could do this, but apparently it calls like an emergency number.
Oh, that really works.
Huh? That really works, guys. If you're wondering if it works. I didn't think it worked, but we were moving stuff from the storage unit. We had a storage unit for when we got all that rain, and we had to put a bunch of stuff in storage when my basement got flooded and took everything out. So I was like moving stuff from the storage unit this weekend, and so the kids were kind of like running around the storage area. It's super fun for kids. And my daughter gets into the elevator first as I'm like pushing the heavy storage stuff. And I hear she's like pressing the buttons. I don't know why they would ever put like the help button so low. But she's only like 20 months. So she's like a foot. And she clicks it. And I hear this person go, hi, 911, what's your emergency? And I'm like, nothing. My daughter just hit this. I'm so sorry. I'm in an elevator and I'm okay. But apparently those things work, and I called 911.
Well, that's relieving to know that they work.
Yeah. Good to know that those elevators work.
I've done it twice. One,
nice.
One on purpose when I hit a deer. I called 911, and apparently that's what you're supposed to do, let people know, hey, there's a deer on the highway.
It has to be the non-emergent line, though, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
You called the emergency.
Do you say this is not an emergency?
I said it's. I'm like.
And
I'm
this
like,
deer was like his kid, man.
I was like, 911, what's your emergency? I just hit a deer. Here's where it's at. I don't know if it's an emergency or not. I guess you kind of explain it, you know.
And what did they say?
And they said, okay, we'll be right on it. We'll send somebody out to pick that up. So
my daughter waved hi to the lady through the speakers, like, hi. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but
my
the other time I called it was I was at my wife's school, and you got to hit 9 to dial out. Okay. So I accidentally hit 911 and just hung up the phone.
What?
And I was like, oh my God,
just panicked.
Maybe it was an instinct.
At a school,
at
too?
At a school.
So, oh my God,
so
Kev.
About 10 minutes later, the police officer walks in and is like, hey, what's the emergency? And I was like, oh man, I'm sorry I missed out. You know,
wow.
You're at a school.
I wonder like, how often that happens.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
My sister called 911 when we were younger because I was picking my nose.
Really?
And she like had a full conversation with them being like, yeah, it's really gross. Come get her.
Oh,
where were
wow.
the parents at?
I don't know.
She just got the phone and was
I think
like,
eventually like my parents hopped on.
They're like, oh,
they're
sorry.
Like,
oh,
sorry.
My God. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I was with one of my girlfriends at Six Flags when we were younger. And we were on a ride, and I guess her phone like held down like the button
oh,
or whatever.
Oh, because iPhones would do that if you hold down like the like the volume button or whatever.
Emergency
in case
call.
Like yes, you can't call it.
And keep in mind, we were on a ride, so there was like yelling.
Oh my God!
So she didn't realize it was like oh, like she had called until the ride was over. So when she finally like was able to talk, the operator had already heard like yelling and sent out dispatch to Six Flags.
Wow. I guarantee, crazy. When that happens, like, the horror, they're probably, they're just shouting, like, okay, something clearly
and
is going.
So then when the operators and, like, stuff sent people out, they had to show her how to turn that feature off on her phone because they're like, okay, you can't just be bumping your phone and have it call 911.
I don't even put my phone on rides because I'm afraid I'm going to lose it. I'm like the guy who's going to lose it
for sure.
So I always just leave it in like
you
the,
would be the guy who leaves it.
You're not supposed
to
bring it.
Did you lose your phone when we were go-karting?
No, that was my keys.
Oh, your keys. There you go.
Keys, they were like destroyed, yeah.
And they were literally on the track.
Yes.
I remember that.
Because it happened to
you
me.
You probably called 911 about your like losing your keys sure, at some point along the way.
You got like, you used to call and say Dugan and like prank people.
Well, I've definitely had 911 called on me.
Because of the Dugan thing, you kept calling.
Prank calls.
Prank
know.
Calls.
Oh,
they had to call,
you.
The, they had to call the
awesome.
Concept.
They showed right up to my house. I've actually called 911 quite a bit for
what?
Like things that like actually need to 911. Like
really?
Not too long ago, maybe a month ago, I saw a guy walking down the street with a baseball bat. And he looked like he was like going after a woman, and
ooh,
I called 911.
What?
Like, I do.
Where there's a woman near him? Why did you think he was
kind of? Yeah, like they were looked like they were a little bit in of an argument.
And he had
and
a bat?
I was driving.
Wow.
Yeah, and so like I just witnessed weird stuff. I really do like quite
good for
often.
You for calling because I feel like
do.
Some people would get too scared.
And that's
to do
kind
it.
Of
yeah.
where I'm going with this. Is like I think a lot of people think, oh well, somebody else is gonna call 911. Like. I am always the person that's like, we'll just call. Like, they don't need to call me back or anything. Like, but
right.
let's just at least let them know what's going on. And then over the weekend, actually, do you say it's not an emergency? But there was a motorcycle that was, like, coming down the, on the line this weekend.
Oh.
And it literally split me and another car like on the highway and it was doing it a bunch. And so Annie and I were driving. She called 911, but she was like, this isn't an emergency, but told them to kind of set up some police like the direction the guy was going.
Yep.
We were going down to Chesterfield, like towards the factory. And sure enough, when we were on our way, we saw that they had police like set up on the side of the road, so they listened to us.
They set up a hit because of you.
They did for sure.
Alex, don't play.
I'm here saving lives. You know.
Did your kids accidentally call 911? Did you have to call 911? What's your story? 314-531-9898. It happens to all of us. When did you have to call 911, or when did your kids call 911 while we're commercial free on Y98? If you want to know if those like help buttons inside elevators call an emergency line like 911, they do. My daughter did it. Kids love touching all those buttons on. I feel like kids are like Buddy the Elf when they get into an elevator. Mm-hmm. They want to press every button. And my daughter, who is like 20 months old, I don't know why they make these things for the help button so short, because she just reached up and pressed it while I was at like a storage unit. So I had like you know, stuff in front of me, like boxes and stuff. And she was over by the buttons and just pressed it. And they're like, 911, what's your emergency? Not that I'm good. My emergency is I'm trying to take care of a 20-month-old. God help me. So when did your kids accidentally press 911? When did you have to call 911? 314-531-9898.
Cassie texted in and said that she didn't exactly call 911, but she was in Chicago one time and lifted the cover for the emergency shutoff button on an escalator. And she said there was big noise in the hotel and it was turned off for the rest of the day.
Oh,
that's embarrassing.
That is. The whole so place just watches you as like the elevator goes, it just stops.
We actually got a text about a family member on the show. It says AB's mom called 911 after she set her vacuum cleaner on fire.
Oh.
Apparently, she decided to vacuum up fireplace embers that were still warm. And
Oh, wow.
Fire. Did you know that, AB?
I did know that happened.
Really?
She had to throw it outside because it was snowing. So she threw it outside in the
just
snow.
Just like get this thing out of the house.
Yeah.
That's like something you'd see like in a cartoon or something like that. Carol, who called 911 for you?
A friend of mine's dad lives in a nursing facility, and this just happened a couple weeks ago. His dad called 911, and the police showed up. So we just thought it was kind of interesting that why would they show up there without checking to make sure if something was wrong? And then he brought it to his dad's attention. He goes, why did you call 911? He goes, I don't want to talk about it.
It was like a personal call. We were talking. Right, sometimes you get, you know, those people at those old nursing homes, they get lonely. They just call the emergency line and talk to them.
Somebody turned off Matlock and I'm angry.
Carol, someone called 911, or Angie, someone called 911. It was your daughter. How old was she?
I think 2 or 3. She's 18 now, so it was a while ago.
Okay.
And my husband was a city police officer at the time, and we lived in the city of St. Louis. I did not know she called 911 and hung up. All of a sudden, there's a knock on my door. I look out the window, and it's 2 police officers. Ooh. So, of course, my heart drops. My neighbor's cutting the grass.
Oh,
he stops and comes over to see if we're okay because we thought something happened to my husband in the line of duty, and they were all like, we had a 911 hang up, and I was like, oh, my gosh, you just scared me to death. Like, my heart was racing. I almost passed out. And they're like, we should have called back. We did not realize that. We normally call back, but it happened a few times, so we just came out.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't even know they called back. I thought, like,
I didn't know they called back
either.
Yeah,
like, they just call you back. And see, like, now they probably text you back, like, with an emoji.
Yeah.
Like,
you good?
You good? Like, thumbs up or thumbs down? Like, do we need to come out or not? Who knew? Well, I'm glad everything was okay, and it was just your 3-year-old. Scaring the crap out of you.
Yes.
We appreciate you and your husband, what he does every single day, putting his life on the line for duty.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
I just did a hashtag last week about how I was really concerned about Justin Bieber. He was posting these kind of like cryptic Instagram stories that made him seem like he was down bad. Also, in midst of the past months, there's been multiple, like, you know, tabloid rumors and pictures, even like memes of him just like not really looking the best, kind of seeming sus. So this past weekend, he posted more stuff on his Instagram story that raises my concern. So there was multiple like pictures and stories and slides. Some of them he was featured with this like band. We don't really know who these people are, but I think the captions kind of speak for themselves. One of them reading, I got anger issues too, but I want to grow and not react so much. SMH, shake my head. Then more pictures were posted, including one of him with his face down, like wearing a hoodie. Another picture of him when he was younger. And then like a tiny picture of his son, Jack. More captions reading, I think I hate myself sometimes when I feel myself starting to become inauthentic. Then I remember we're all being made to think we're not enough, but I still hate when I change myself to please people. So I can't tell if this is him like teasing new music that's like deep
vulnerable
and sultry,
or
if it's actually Justin Bieber like crashing out on Instagram. Mm. I can't tell what it is, but it's just not like the Bieber I would say that we're kind of used to, so it is concerning to me.
I mean, I think a couple of things with Bieber. Like, the first thing is the industry is like destroyed this poor guy. I felt like hopefully after his kids and getting married to Hailey Bieber that he would settle down, But I always feel like he's struggling with these demons and figured out who he is as a person, and he's one of those artsy music guys, and the spotlight has always been so bright for him that he hasn't gotten any like freedom. But I felt like he's taken a step back away from the spotlight, mm-hmm. and I wanted to see him just be a dad, and and if he released music because he needed money or whatever, he would release music. But now it seems like he's back on social media, and everything he's back on social media makes people worried, and that scares me, because I felt like we were just gonna see him finally shine, stepping away from the spotlight.
Yeah,
it's concerning. I don't know. I hope we get some sort of resolution, or like
clearly something's happening.
A reasoning, or like something, just so we stop staying concerned. I don't know. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Who said I love you first in your relationship? 314-531-9898. I started thinking about this because Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco are kind of all over doing press because she got a new album coming out. He produced it. They're engaged. And they were talking about who said I love you first. And everyone was surprised that Selena Gomez had said I love you first. But I love the way and when she said I love you first to Benny Blanco.
She said it first. Honestly,
pray tell. Give me the backstory here.
No, the first time she said it, okay, she had, when we first started dating, she had hand surgery and she was coming out of anesthesia. And she just goes, I love you. And I said, what? And she goes, I love you. And I said,
I don't, yeah, she doesn't remember.
I was like, go back to bed.
Adorable. Anyone say I love you and it wasn't like over the top romantic. It was like after anesthesia. It was in a really relaxed setting. It was no like fireworks. It was just like, I think I just got a true authentic look at love. Like, I just feel it. 314-531-9898. I think it's interesting that Selena said it too, because I feel like most men usually say it first. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
Actually, in every relationship I've ever been in, I'm the one to say it first.
Actually, that doesn't surprise you.
No, that shouldn't come to a surprise, but I like first stuff to be on like my terms, and I would rather like think it and say it first. I don't know.
I'm the opposite, where I will never say it first.
Never.
Why?
Never.
No.
Never.
What? That's what you feel. Mm. Yeah, but then in the back of my head, I'm always going to be thinking, well, if they said I love you too, is it because they felt obligated to say that? Because I know people who have felt obligated and didn't love that person and said I love you anyway.
I think you would know. Don't you know
you
if someone loves
know.
You?
Would know.
No?
Yes, you do.
I feel like if someone loves you, you should know.
I thought someone loved me and he didn't. So
you can't trust your instincts, you're saying. I can trust in my instincts.
So that's why I will not say it first.
Alex, you're engaged. Who said I love you first?
I believe I did, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Do you remember the moment?
Yeah, we were sitting at kind of like a table. It was just like us two outside on a patio. I can't remember specifically where we were.
But
it was like a
outside,
nice day. I remember it being outside, and I was like, I think for a second I was like, I think. And then I was like, nah, never mind. I'm not going to say it. And then I went back and said it.
So yours was kind of like a romantic moment. Do you remember when you said I love you, Kevin?
I'm sure I said it like when she answered the phone and said, you know, I was like,
hi, my name's Sarah.
She's like, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love
will you marry me?
Yeah, you picked up the phone.
Exactly. No, I'm sure that there was definitely, I knew, and I'm sure I said it when we had come back to my house. I was in my mom's house where I had this room of all these G.I. Joes, and I go, I got to show you something.
No way.
Got to show you something in this room.
And she didn't run.
And she didn't run.
So you're like, I love you. Let's see if this will scare
exactly.
you now.
That's sweet.
Exactly.
That was like a big milestone for you to let her in the G.I. Joe room.
You just kept pouring it out, though, to really see if she was in it or not. Tested it. So for like me, it's different because my wife and I were high school sweethearts, so like I didn't say I love. I'm a firm believer I only wanted to say it once and mean it once. And
doesn't always work out that way, even if you want it to, though, bro.
I mean, that's like,
pick me. I thought the same thing. Everybody only wants to say it once.
Yeah. Well, I did. So I waited for a long time. It took me 2 years to say it. But we were like 18 when we started dating. Our seniors in high school. I feel like you shouldn't be throwing out I love yous when you're a senior in high school. That's my opinion. So I don't think
I did.
Well, I know you did. You said I love you to like the mailman. The guy walks in. I love you. You gave me mail. I'm in love with him. We had a connection.
Sorry, I have a big heart, okay?
314-531-9898. Who said I love you first? Was it this big romantic moment, or was it something super casual? 314-531-9898. We're talking about love. Love hearing your love stories while we're commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. I love that Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco, I'm just obsessed with them as a couple. They're the cutest thing in the world to me, and they're on like this big press tour because she has an album coming out. He produced it, and I think everyone was shocked given the fact that like Selena Gomez is like a billionaire and Benny Blanco is like, you look like he woke up from a frat party, pulled through on a rope. Like, he looks like he's definitely.
I don't think it's money that people are shocked by.
I think he's not the best looking person, yes. And I just think.
I feel bad saying that.
No, I do. If anyone looked at them as a couple.
Probably not.
Let's be honest. Yep. Everyone's thinking, who's reaching and who's settling here? And it was Selena Gomez who said, I love you first. And she did it in the cutest way possible.
She said it first. Honestly,
pray tell, give me the backstory here.
No, the first time she said it, okay, she had, when we first started dating, she had hand surgery and she was coming out of anesthesia. And she just goes, I love you. And I said, what? And she goes, I love you. And I said,
I don't, I don't remember.
I was like, go back to bed.
I love those stories.
I love how excited he still sounds to talk
about.
Yeah, he sounds super giddy.
And then they had like a romantic moment where he talks about like she said it first again while they're laying in bed and that she stole his moment from him. He was about to say it and then she goes, I love you. He goes, oh, I was just going to say it. Like, I love these
stories.
Sure
he was.
314-531-9898. I believe that he was going to say it. This is goes back to AB's paranoia. AB will never say I love you first.
Mm-hmm. I won't.
Because you think what?
I'll be afraid that they're going to say it back out of obligation. So we got a text rebuttaling that. It says, so AB, if you don't say it first, what do you do when he says it? Do you say it back? How does he know that you're not just saying it to be nice?
Good question.
I mean, I'm never going to say it out of obligation.
You would never? So if someone said I love you.
I would feel so bad. I would have like the worst pit in my stomach. I could not like continue. No.
What is your response? So we're 7 months dating and I say I love you. What do you say back?
It took you 7 months?
I don't know. Like, wow. Dang you.
Is that a long time? Wow.
I don't know. I thought it wasn't a long time. It ain't
I don't
fun.
Think that's
the
a long time.
The science shows from
the science.
What I've seen.
What
science
is
fake.
It says like if you're not in love within the first 3 months, then like there's something
oh,
wrong.
Oh, whatever.
No science. Way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Science.
Let's go to Mary. Mary, who said I love you first? How did you know? Did science tell you?
No, so the first time we said I love you, my husband and I, now husband, were out day drinking together, and
best time.
I made a hilarious joke, obviously, and he laughed and was like, ha, 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 I love you, but I didn't hear him.
Oh, I feel like it always goes that way.
So I know he didn't hear me, so then a couple months later, actually it might have been a couple weeks, I said it first, and he goes, oh, thank God.
Oh, thank God, because you remember I said it and you didn't hear it. That's and then right. You didn't respond. You pulled an AB and didn't respond to me, mm-hmm. And I just panicked. Yep. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that story. Crystal, who said I love you first and what happened?
My husband definitely said it first.
Okay.
We actually got pregnant on a one-night stand, and we're going through some complications pretty early on. And in the midst of everything, it was a really hard day, and he just looked up and he said, I love you.
That's so sweet.
Aww.
We've been married 8 years now and have 2 kids. So.
Do you feel like that was a turning point when he said that? Like, okay, and then we're both in this from the one-night stand to this moment where you guys knew you were in love?
Yep. Yep. I knew he stood by me, and that was the greatest thing ever.
Were you guys like the inspiration for that movie Knocked Up? Like, this turning point, and it all works out. Right. Like, look at it. They made it, guys.
Yeah, unfortunately, we did make it out of it pretty good. So, you know, we were one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, yes. There you go.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep It Moving is where we cover trending stories. I read off headlines. Hanny either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. We cover everything in 2 minutes because we know life is busy. And this is what Americans value most in relationships, and it blew my mind.
What do we value?
Sex.
That's not surprising at all.
I was surprised. It was the number one thing they said that a good relationship has, according to Americans. Millennials related quality of sex, 86% is the number one most important thing.
Having,
yeah, Having similar hobbies finished at number 2. Similar taste in TV shows, 3. Guys, wait till you hear the
that
bottom.
That would be AB's number 1.
Right? Bottom. Similar lifestyles and having similar political views. Bottom of the barrel, only 24% said it was important to them. But hey, if we have good sex, we don't care.
If you can hit a home run, I don't care who you vote for.
Isn't that crazy? Yes, wow. That was number 1 in the survey.
I'm actually impressed that Americans could put their politics aside for something.
For sex they can.
Yeah.
That's what they should run on. Yeah, right? This hack could keep eggs fresh for 2 years, but also could kill you.
We don't even have access to eggs anymore, so it doesn't matter.
All right. I'm
we
just
got those Lucy's.
Just glad you're just trying not to kill people
also,
with expiration.
Also, if you miss what Lucy's are, Brett brought that up like 2 months ago, and I have not dropped it. It's like a fake egg.
It's like where you get like just loose eggs.
A Lucy's also like a rogue.
Oh, I thought it was like an egg dupe.
No, it's like egg. Didn't make it. They couldn't even make it in the carton.
Well, why didn't you correct me? I've been saying Lucy's every day.
I don't know. I just think it's funny when you say it. That's a whole different thing. I
thought it was like an off-brand egg.
A dupe egg? No.
Yes.
No, Lucy's are like when it wasn't a good enough egg to make the carton of 12. It's just loosely around.
Okay, well, now
I'm
an
cheering,
idiot.
I thought you were cheering for the carton who just for the egg that couldn't make the carton.
I was cheering for the egg dupe.
We're all cheering for you, Hannah.
Thank you.
You're our charity case. You're our Lucy.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's make things really awkward here while we're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. So I have a recent poll where we're going to rank awkward situations on a scale 1 to 10. I'll read out the situation, then you tell me on a scale 1 to 10, how awkward, how uncomfortable does that make you? How weird is that for a situation for you to be in? 10 being the most awkward, most uncomfortable, I'm sweating, I'm freaking out. 1 is, not that big of a deal. Like you're watching a movie with your parents and a sex scene pops on. On a scale of 1 to 10, how awkward do you think that is? Do you think that's super awkward, 10, or not a big deal? Hannah, go ahead and reveal yours.
I said a 6. So my mom and I are super close, talk every day. But when it comes to sexual stuff, like, we don't talk about that. So I'd be like, I'd probably like go on TikTok or something while that was happening.
I'd go on TikTok. Right. So you'd look away, yep. Kevin?
I gave it an 8.
Wow.
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
Especially the in-laws. You know?
Oh, really?
I don't want to know how I was made. So I'm fine.
I'm the opposite. I gave it a 2. 2.
Yeah, I gave it a 3.
Really?
Oh, I don't really care that much.
Yeah, I went with a 4. My mom took me to see the Black Swan years ago.
Oh, we all know the Black Swan
scene. It got weird, but, it was
that one is a little bit more uncomfortable. That one's pretty intense, actually. How about this? On an awkward scale, 1 to 10, clogging the toilet, like at someone else's house, and you can't find a plunger.
Oh, my gosh.
So you have to come out and then go, hey, I...
10. 10.
I put a 10, too. I don't know why. Everyone goes to the bathroom, but I would be so awkward. That would make
me... Clogging it?
8.
I go with 7.
Kevin's the opposite.
I'm a 1, and here's why.
What? Kevin!
You can always use your hand. You can always wash your hands. That's what I do. I know it's sick.
That's what I do.
Here's the thing.
What do you mean, that's what I do?
Here's why. Sometimes when you use the plunger, it's already too full. So you're putting that plunger in, all you're doing is getting toilet water or everything.
Not if you're slow with it.
No.
What are you doing, Kevin?
I'm pretty good. If that water, you've got a millimeter to give, dude. Yes, several times.
You've never clogged the toilet? No.
That's impressive.
Wow.
I don't know who's more in the wrong.
It's actually funny
here.
You say that, because when Annie first moved in, when you're a guy, you clog the toilet every once in a while. It's what happens.
Oh, my God.
Your toilets in this house are terrible. Like, you need to get them replaced. Like, what's going on? Like, I've grown up, never clogged the toilet, and I'm like, I guarantee your toilet was clogged all the time growing up. Like, you just never knew your dad would take care of it.
Yeah.
So she called her dad, and she's like, is this a thing? And he's like, well, yeah, duh. So, like, the whole time, it was like she just thought I had bad toilets. But this is a thing guys go through.
Oh, my God. I think it's so funny that... Kevin's
like the guy in Dumb and Dumber. Like,
that's literally what that is.
I'm not using my hand. That's crazy.
Let's do one more. You're gossiping about someone over text, and then you realize you text them.
Nah. I've done that like 10 times. I'm going to say a 4. You get over it.
I did a 6.
I said a 10 because there is no way to recover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just have to take it.
I went 9.
I went 5.
I gave it a 6. I mean,
from experience, it's really not that
especially
bad.
Especially if you throw their name in there, though. It's kinda,
yeah.
All right.
Can't backtrack.
Let's do some more awkward situations that have us walking in on people, involve money. Things will get real awkward right after Post Malone on Y98 St. Louis. And we learned some plunger techniques. Man, we're learning a lot about each other right now in these awkward situations. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. So I will read an awkward scenario and then we will rank them. How awkward we think they are, how uncomfortable they make us, how nervous do they make us on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being the most uncomfortable, 1 being, no big deal at all. Let's do one that I think will surprise people. Hearing a recording of your own voice. We talk on the radio on a regular basis, but when you have to hear a recording of your own voice, usually it's awkward for people. I put it at a 7.
What? Oh, really? Wow.
Yes.
I put it at a 1. And I'm proud to put that as a 1 because that's something that I have had to work on for a long time, like being in radio.
Yep.
At first, I would like literally make me gouge my eyes out to hear my own voice, but now I'm fine with it.
Yeah, same I'm way. Still at the gouging my own eyes out.
Well, wow, you're a 10.
10! I hate it.
I think I have the most annoying voice. I hate hearing myself on the radio. I always think, man, people probably hate hearing me talk, and so many people have said that, like, I have the most annoying voice, so I don't know how I'm doing a radio show for a living. But it makes me anxious. And
with 1. You do have to get used to it.
It takes a while,
right.
But
exactly.
Yeah, once you're there, you're there.
All right, it's interesting. Okay, how about this? Walking in on someone in the bathroom, where you like open up the door as an accident.
I'm gonna say this as an 8 for me. This happened at work one time, and
who'd you walk in on? You walked in on someone.
I walked in on someone in a vulnerable state. It was really bad, and I really don't like to talk about it. And this also happened to me like a couple weeks ago at the City game too.
Do you?
I'm
that
always
person,
the one walking in.
Do you and that person?
So
like,
you're never knocking.
Yeah, no. What do you do? Yeah, why are you walking?
I don't know. I guess I'm just barging in.
Well, all right. I put it as a 2. I don't think it's that really, big of a deal. Like, I'm just like, well, sorry, my bad. And you just
I feel like it's
your
different
life.
For guys.
I got it as a 10. I accidentally walked in on AB and I still feel terrible.
Oh, my God. I forgot
about
it. He's like, I still think about it every day.
I do.
So if you haven't heard this story before, we were changing for a photo shoot and AB was naked and Kevin walked in. Naked?
In the men's room and no,
you
she was not.
You weren't going
naked.
To the bathroom. You were just naked.
I know, but I just feel terrible.
One
I violated her space.
Yeah. So awkward. What did you put it as, AB?
I said 7.
So she doesn't like that you did that either. That's what we just learned.
That's what we discovered.
I went with a 5. I don't think it's like, I think it's,
it's in the middle.
It's a lot of variables.
It depends who it is and if they're really awkward
about it. Yeah, and really what they're doing.
Like Kevin?
Yep.
Like Kevin was real awkward about it?
Right.
I think, okay, and then this one is a tough one too. Asking someone for money because they haven't paid you back.
Ooh.
Ooh.
10.
10.
Anything with
it's
money.
I always hate that. Mm. It's the most uncomfortable feeling. Like, hey, I don't care if it's like a dollar. Like, you still owe me that buck. Like, what?
I said 5. They owe you the money.
I'm going to ask AB to
you could do a Venmo request and make it a little less awkward.
You hit a very, very,
holy cow.
Oh, this is about to get deep.
You're hitting a spot right now.
Are you going to ask someone for money over the radio?
Well,
like, hey,
I mean,
Chuck.
Hey,
call them out.
I'm collecting money for my bachelor party and have several people that still have not paid me.
Wow.
So over the last maybe month, I have become very okay. If you owe me money, pay me my money.
That's about to be me real soon.
Yeah. For real. If you owe somebody money, pay them. Pay them right away.
You hear that, Steve?
Steve? Damn.
That silence was...
Foot is down.
Wow.
Pay that man his money. God. Gorgeous Monday on the Brett Maga Show, and I'm hoping we're going to have some gorgeous weather for opening day. Looks like it's going to be in the 60s. There's just a few spots left. That's what we're hearing. Just a few reservations left at our opening day breakfast. We're going to be on the second floor of Cardinals Nation, and with just a few tables left, go to cardinalsnation.com or go to y98.com. Kickoff opening day with a huge brunch, bottomless mimosas, Bloody Marys. Come hang out for the broadcast. We're going to have tickets to give away, prizes to give away, and opening day tickets. It is awesome day here in St. Louis. It's like a sea of red, so come celebrate with
us. You're going to come downtown anyway, so you might as well come early and hang out with us. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You know, eat and drink a little bit.
Delicious breakfast, and yeah, just do it right. So grab your reservation at Y98.com. Just a few tables left. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
One of our station's favorite bands just announced a stadium tour. I'll share who they are and what's so special about them on this station at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby.
If you're a boy band lover, you're going to be so excited to hear that the Jonas Brothers just announced a big old stadium tour. It is going to be called Jonas 20, Living the Dream. It's going to be like their 20th anniversary tour, which is actually makes me sick that they've been around for 20 years.
Crazy.
I didn't realize they were around in 2005, but I guess that's when they started becoming a thing.
I mean, I guess they like, you know, started on Disney and so they became like a group, but it just still feels like, where did 20 years go?
Camp Rock is that old.
Yeah, like, right? Jeez. Like, that's crazy.
But I'm really impressed with the fact that the boys booked something this big. They're going to be like visiting huge venues like Wrigley Field, MetLife Stadium, and yes, they will be visiting both St. Louis and Kansas City. And what's super cool about this tour is that they're going to be rotating like different special guests, including Marshmello, the All-American Rejects, and Boys Like Girls, which I think is really fun. A press release shares each concert will take fans on a full career-spanning journey with dedicated sets from every chapter of Jonas, including Nick Jonas and the Administration, Nick Jonas's solo career, Joe Jonas's solo work in DNCE.
And Kevin Jonas.
And Kevin!
And Kevin just being
we'll
Kevin.
Be there.
Maybe some Frankie Jonas appearances.
Yeah, so yes, I think that's Frankie really Jonas. Cool that we know for sure we're going to get like a little snippet of each era since it is kind of a like anniversary tour. Love that. And the best part of it all is you have the chance to win tickets all week here on the Brett Mega Show.
We do. We have tickets all week while we're commercial free at 7:45. I know this is going to sound like silly, but like it is so impressive, even though they're brothers, what they've been able to do for
Absolutely.
Their career,
yeah.
whether they've broken up or come back together. Nobody does that anymore. No one breaks up and comes back together the way the Jonas Brothers have and supported each other's individual careers and gone into acting,
that
gone into bands,
super impressive.
Gone into different groups, and then still able to, I know they're brothers, so it's like, oh, it's easy, but most families can't even like make it through a Christmas.
Yeah.
These
right.
guys have made it through career changes and supported one another. That's impressive,
I gotta tell you, it really is one of the best concerts I've seen. Yeah. The Jonas Brothers are absolutely incredible.
They're lit.
And they're, yeah, you gotta go see them.
Yeah, so listen to the show all week for your chance to win tickets.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, Megamind question of the day. See if you can get it correct. 29% of men have borrowed this from their girlfriend.
I'm super confident in my answer.
All right.
I'm going to say chapstick.
Let me get your chapstick,
And
girl.
They always are like, does it have the glitter in it?
That's how they say it?
Yes.
I like when you impersonate men, Hannah.
I think it's a razor.
Razor.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. Like, you guys, our razors aren't as like smooth and nice as your guys'.
I actually think men's razors are way better.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe the reversal there. Alex.
I'm going to say cover up.
Cover up.
What?
Like some concealer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Makeup.
What? Why did that's he use it? I thought he used the right term, so I didn't even
when
get it.
When you said cover up, I thought you meant like a beach dress.
Oh, no, I knew what he meant.
I thought it was makeup cover up.
I thought it was called cover up, too.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, that is hilarious.
Is that not what it's called?
No.
What would you call it?
Makeup.
I feel like the guy is going to ask the girl, she's going to say, he's going to say, can I get some cover up?
Yeah, that's what
we're right. If a guy asked me that, I would hand him like a knitted peach dress.
I would have known exactly. I would have given you the cover up, bro.
Thank you.
Right.
You can use mine anytime.
Yeah. I'm going to say a hairbrush.
All right. Ooh. No one got it correct. Still
what?
Up for grabs.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it's because Alex didn't use the right terminology. That's why he missed. 29% of men have borrowed this from their girlfriend. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. 29% of men borrowed this from their girlfriend.
We got a flood of texts all saying basically the same thing. Deodorant.
Yeah. 29% of men have borrowed their girlfriend's deodorant.
I always think it's the other way around. I think women use men's a lot.
You think so?
Yeah. I bet it's higher than 29% of women. Yeah. I bet that there's like a higher. You guys like are always like asking each other for deodorant sticks. The women on the show, they're like, hey, you got a deodorant
stick?
Yeah.
Yeah, because none of us have it.
So you're not trying to borrow it from somebody.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. 29% of men borrow this from their girlfriend.
We got a flood of texts all saying basically the same thing. Deodorant.
Yeah. 29% of men have borrowed their girlfriend's deodorant.
I always think it's the other way around. Like, I think women use men's a lot.
You think so?
Yeah. I bet it's higher than 29% of women. Yeah. I bet that there's like a higher. You guys like are always like asking each other for deodorant sticks. The women on the show, they're like, hey, you got a deodorant
stick?
Yeah.
Yeah, because none of us have it.
So you're not trying to borrow it from somebody.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. 29% of men borrow this from their girlfriend.
We got a flood of texts all saying basically the same thing. Deodorant.
Yeah. 29% of men have borrowed their girlfriend's deodorant.
I always think it's the other way around. Like, I think women use men's a lot.
You think so?
Yeah. I bet it's higher than 29% of women. Yeah. I bet that there's like a higher. You guys like are always like asking each other for deodorant sticks. The women on the show, they're like, hey, you got a deodorant
stick?
Me and AB? Yeah.
Yeah, because none of us have it.
So you're not trying to borrow it from somebody.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. 29% of men borrow this from their girlfriend.
We got a flood of texts all saying basically the same thing. Deodorant.
Yeah. 29% of men have borrowed their girlfriend's deodorant.
I always think it's the other way around. Like, I think women use men's a lot.
You think so?
Yeah. I bet it's higher than 29% of women. Yeah. I bet that there's like a higher. You guys like are always like asking each other for deodorant sticks. The women on the show, they're like, hey, you got a deodorant
stick? Me and
AB? Yeah.
Yeah, because none of us have it.
So you're not trying to borrow it from somebody.
Mega Minds.
Morgan Wallen might be Hannah's favorite artist. How much would you pay to see Morgan Wallen? That's the question. Remember when Morgan Wallen came into town and Hannah thought he like said hi to her? But he was just like, hi, St. Louis.
He did.
Right.
It's the Brett Mega Show. I am curious. Throw out a number, text it in. How much would you pay to see your favorite artist? And let's say high quality seats. You're not in the nosebleeds. I'm not saying you're going to get front row, but I'm saying you're paying a pretty good penny to see your favorite artist.
Just the seats, not like a flight.
No, yeah, just the concert experience. You want to see them perform. How much would you pay for a pair of tickets? Write down your number because I'm curious what everyone's are. 314-531-9898.
Can this artist be deceased? Because don't you think you have to pay more?
That is a good question.
I mean, it's a question. It's valid.
I think people would pay more money because they're like, you feel like you can't ever see them.
Right.
So, no, they got to
be alive.
Because then you would be like, oh, man, this is my one only time to see them.
Exactly.
They're dead. No. I think you got to, how much money, concert comes into town, how much would you dish out? I'm going to go who I think has the most expensive last, and I think it's AB. Yeah. So, Hannah, let's go with you first.
Okay. I put down $300.
Wow.
My big concert.
And who would it have been? Would it have been Morgan?
It would have been Morgan Wallen. And when last time I saw Morgan Wallen, I paid $500 for those
pit seats.
And I don't think I would do that again.
You wouldn't do it again after that
experience. $500 is too much, especially with how expensive everything is right now. I would do $300.
All right. I'm going to go with mine next because I know I have the lowest. I put $0.
Yeah. You know what?
No, I just.
I kind of get it.
Two reasons. One, I can't remember the last time I paid for a concert because I do get a lot of free tickets.
I think working in radio made my answer a little skewed.
So it has, and the other thing is I have seen my favorite artist, Eminem, and I saw him for free because I was working a radio event and he did Music Midtown in Atlanta. So I saw my favorite artist for free, so it'd be hard for me to pay. And I'll be honest, I am the most awkward person at concerts. I can't dance, and so I don't know what to do at concerts. I'd rather just listen to their music and enjoy it.
I am the world's
most awkward person. I would rather not be there. Now, like if I were going to go with like my wife or Hannah or Kevin or Alex or friends, it's different. But for me, I have no interest in being there. I'm so awkward. I would rather just sit anywhere else, but then people watch me in a concert.
Yeah,
Kevin, what is yours?
See, that's the thing. I thought of the same deal, and we've gotten a lot of opportunities to see a lot of great artists for free.
It waters you down
a little bit. It does. But I said about $150 a ticket.
$150
a ticket to go see someone like a Billy Joel or an Elton John.
Okay.
Somebody who's, you know, you're never going to see them again. It's a one shot only, like, you know, the Rolling Stones. I mean, maybe not even now because they're, you know, they're okay. kind of on the decline. But that's what I'd be. I'd say I have the highest number.
Who would you choose, Alex, and how much would you go up to?
Well, I do agree with you guys because, like, radio does skew it. Yes. You know, we get opportunities to go to these concerts. For me, I mean, I love Ed Sheeran, right?
Yep.
So,
yep.
But I took this as how much would I be willing to pay. So I include Annie in this.
Yes. Okay. That's fair.
And the number that I said that I would be willing to pay if it came down to buying a ticket to go see Taylor Swift on the Eras tour.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
My number would have been $500.
I had a feeling Alex might be second. $500
per ticket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. $500 per ticket. So $1,000 for the whole package.
$500 per ticket, that experience, if it came down to that.
Who I thought would be the most expensive. What number did you write down?
Mine's
and who would it be?
Definitely more expensive. I also, like, most of the concerts I go to, I'm buying good seats, so they're probably $200, $300, like, most of the concerts
wow.
I'm going
Anyways,
to.
Anyways, wow.
Yeah. And they're, like, obscure people, too.
I said $800.
A ticket?
Yeah.
So $1,600 if you ever find somebody.
For who? Who would you pay that?
Wow. And who
Ben
would
Platt,
you?
Joshua Bassett.
Okay. So there's multiple people wow.
Yeah,
pay.
There's multiple people I'd pay
How
for.
How many do you think that you would pay $800 for? Because Alex seemed like it was just Taylor.
Yeah, I think just Taylor.
Hannah seems
like
just more
five people, maybe.
Wow. That blew my mind.
Yeah.
Wow.
Someone said
crazy.
No,
they would pay nothing if they're listening to you all. Caller number 18, baby.
Hey, that's how you do it.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.